The Palmer amaranth has wreaked havoc on cotton and soybean farms in the South and has been found on two southern Wisconsin farms. Water hemp has become increasingly problematic in the state, with fields completely resistant to glyphosate, also known as Roundup. University of Wisconsin Cropping Systems weed scientist Vince Davis says there are ways to combat the weeds.
Switching up to different type of herbicides is number one recommendation, but it's really about diversity in the system. So anytime we increase diversity, including crop rotation, will help slow the process of herbicide resistance development.
Davis says the weeds can cause major problems for farmers, especially in corn and soybean fields. He says preemptively managing the weeds can be costly, but he says it's a wise investment.
Once a resistant species has developed, the farmer oftentimes has a substantial hit in yield that first year that the problem occurs, and then to pay for the reactive management versus proactive management, it costs even quite a bit more.
Davis says farmers could end up spending up to $40 per acre dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds. If a farmer finds these pigweeds, Davis says they should contact their local UW Extension office. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.